Hello there, everybody. My name's Eric, and welcome back to a new episode of the A Podcast. I'm here, I'm your host, Eric, and I'm here with Esteban.
What's up?
Paul.
Yo, what's
And
up?
Angel.
Yellow.
If you're wondering why he's laughing, you had to redo the intro. He messed it up the first time. He almost messed up again.
It's all right though. We're good. It's supposed to be funny. I guess I don't know.
I don't know what you said,
But
man.
okay. Anyway, so S1.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we could talk about that upcoming Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness since the movie is about to release, what, worldwide on May 6th, but May
In
5th for
2 days.
selected theaters.
In 2 days, pretty much, and we will go to watch it.
And I will
In
record a
two
video about
days.
that.
Yep,
And we hope to
definitely.
bring you a full review on next podcast.
Which is next week.
Yes. And with spoilers, maybe. Nah, I'm gonna wait a week. I'll wait a week.
Well, by the time you're watching this,
But
either
I mean,
one.
we could do one for we could do like a like spoiler warning for the podcast, but
I mean, oh yeah, that could work.
yeah. Anyway, but depending on where you're watching this, either this came out the week, like on those week. Oh, fuck. Depending on where you're watching, either the day the movie already came out, we already seen it, or the movie hasn't come out the day before. So, yeah.
So yeah, just wait until our review for which will be next week on Wednesday. Wednesday the I don't know what day. Just Wednesday.
Somewhere next week in
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. But okay, so what about Doctor Strange?
Well, the red carpet happened yesterday.
Yes.
Well, okay, we're recording this on March, all right, May 3rd. The red carpet had May 2nd for context because it's gonna be confusing for some people.
Yeah, possibly.
Have the people at the red carpet gave any like reviews or anything
There actually
to
has been some reviews about the movie.
Yeah,
It's been like
actually.
it's there's been a lot of mixed reviews. Some people liked it, some people were like okay with it. But what they
Oh.
all have in common is that they tell
It blows your mind, apparently.
and to not bring your kids.
Wait, what? Not
bring kids.
Because apparently it does, because you know how Sam
That's kind
Raimi
of sus.
Because you know how Sam Raimi's directing it, right?
Yeah.
He's before Spider-Man, he was mostly known for making horror movies, like the Ash and
Yeah.
Evil Dead series and stuff. So,
Yeah, true.
So this might be one of the first like Marvel movies that's kind of like horror.
yeah, pretty much,
Horror kind of
and it
like,
kind of gets
yeah.
a lot darker from what I heard from the reviews. So,
Oh, let's
depending on how your kids
go.
are, you might not want to bring them.
I'm definitely taking my nephew.
Oh my God. Bring your nephew, like how he's all innocent once he before he watches the movie. After it, he just wishes death upon the world.
No, wait. My nephew getting excited for the multiverse in No Way Home. Oh yeah, the three Spider-Man, even though I haven't watched the first one or the second one. Oh yes. And me when I tell I mean him when I tell him there's gonna be more multiverse. Oh yes. Yes, let's go. And then after Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness.
It's
So
just
it was
he becomes depressed like Bruce Wayne from the Batman.
The
Something in the way.
way
Gonna get the Batman eyeshadow.
Definitely.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, apparently, so what I've heard is that apparently a lot of characters die. Though I don't know who, but apparently a lot of characters are
I've
gonna
also
die.
heard a lot of new characters are either slash shown or introduced.
I have heard that if you're there was a review, if you're expecting like a lot of cameos like every minute or second, don't expect that. Keep your like expectations low when it comes to some cameos. Like except like the main ones that everyone's wanting, except for
Yeah.
those.
There's just
And that
there's
but
I
like
heard like
what
there's some cameos that people don't even know about, like
Yeah.
a lot.
So pretty much keep the expectations of the cameos low from what people have said. And
Yeah,
so
but
yeah.
what it is confirmed pretty much, is that Charles Xavier is there because, like, I mean, he was shown in the trailers,
in trailers.
Plus,
and
if you don't know the voice at that point,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but also, the actor was at the red carpet.
Yeah,
actually, I think he was. There was the interview of Charles Xavier. There's an online interview of Charles Xavier, and he said that he was actually surprised that people actually found out it was him.
He literally said his voice, and it sounded just like him. There is a distinct about his voice.
He also said that he was very proud that he made such an impact that people can just like instantly recognize him.
Yeah.
Just like looking at the back of his bald head and also his voice.
You know what's
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh yeah, that kind of brings me a question. Like I literally just had this question: how are bald people so recognizable?
I don't know. Say that to Mr. Clean.
Say that to the entire cast of Breaking Bad. every character in that show is just bald. Or becomes bald.
Pretty much. No, but seriously, like
Lex Luthor,
The Rock, Mr. Griffiths,
Lex Luthor.
Well, he
Lex Luthor.
He just shaves it.
Well, he's not bald. Yeah, he just shaves it. But like, but still, he's pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
Who else? Charles Xavier, of course. The other Charles Xavier, the younger one.
Yeah.
Shit, there's a lot of bald, recognizable people.
Yeah. But also, there's been some news behind the making of Fast and Furious 10, most specifically with the director.
Uh-huh.
The original director that's been working like with the past Fast and Furious movies has...
He's leaving, huh?
Yeah, he left. And one of the main reasons was kind of the same reason why Dwayne The Rock Johnson left the series as well, which was Vin Diesel. Because he's always late when he shows up to work. He always forgets his lines and he's like not in shape most of the time.
Wait, Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, pretty much. Because like, here's the thing, when it comes to like making movies, you have to be on time or else like it slows production. So since he always arrives late and he's like pretty much the main character in the whole saga, it's a lot stressful, good. Makes things a lot more difficult. So that's the reason why he left.
Who? Wait, Vin Diesel left?
No, the director. No, he's still there. The director.
He's the main character.
Yeah, Justin Lin, the director, he left. But a few days ago, pretty much yesterday, they have hired a new director for Fast and Furious X,
who is... Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, it was like a week. Louis Leterrier, who... He's mostly known... He has made like a few movies before, but I think the one everyone will know is he directed the Incredible Hulk movie, the one with Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So what, they're gonna add Hulk to the movie?
No, but I would not be surprised because it's Universal.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised with all the things that they've done in the Fast and Furious saga. Bro, they literally had flying cars.
Yeah.
They had, what else they had? They went to space.
Yep.
They drove inside a building from one building to another.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll stop crashing the car. Yes. Mm-hmm.
John Cena put Vin Diesel, he threw him through a brick wall,
I think.
I mean, yeah.
It's funny how it started, started, like, it was just like a street racing saga, and then all this shit happened.
Space.
Time highs. No, imagine they actually do like a time travel.
This is gonna be time travel.
They're gonna be like,
I heard they were trying to do like Fast and Furious
11.
No, it's like Fast and Furious Transformers.
What?
Oh.
No, wait. They're gonna be like,
they'll be driving the car. they'll be driving the car and be like, what is this? And then they transform into the Transformers.
Because family.
Yes.
It's all about family, Tom.
Never turn your back.
It's all about family, Tom. I am kidding, I guess.
Yeah.
I really think
remember
that they
that.
should have ended off Fast and Furious on what was the one that that Paul Walker died?
Seven.
Yeah, Paul Walker died.
Yeah, they should have just end at number 7, Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
That'd be
once,
so
this, once they
good.
start
It was a good.
war, it's just getting crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they ran out of ideas.
It was a good send off to Paul Walker too, and
Yeah.
Just a
I think
theory
it was
bit.
a really
Like,
good end.
it was like a really good proper ending.
they
Not
waited
only to the
nine
character
they
of
waited
Paul
all
Walker,
nine
but like
movies just to introduce the brother.
there's a theory that
Yeah,
the
that's true.
character of Paul Walker might come back. Like, they might bring the brother back to the
Oh,
game.
like,
Ow,
his
he's
brother?
dead. He's
Oh.
freaking dead.
They
No,
literally
but
said that he's dead.
he has a brother that looks like him,
Yeah.
so
Yeah. Oh,
although
it's time
technology has
travel.
evolved, so
that's
Time travel.
it could be a
They
lot
had
different.
him in the scenes because, like, Paul Walker died, like, in the making of Fat Furious 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
So they had him. You know the ending scene where they both, him and Dom, look at each other.
Yeah, that was Dom.
Uh-huh.
That was his brother.
Oh,
Yeah, that was his
yeah.
brother. But he also had a
That
little bit of
actually makes
CG on him.
sense.
The CGI
And now
guy.
that I think about it, that could, yeah, that actually works, 'cause like they did the same thing with Princess Leia,
I mean,
or
Disney's already done it, so.
yeah, I mean they did it.
The two
They
characters from
tried,
Star
but
Wars.
Star Wars is full of
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's so
And
many.
so many CGI younger old people.
Also,
So
so.
like literally in The Mandalorian season 2 and The Book of Boba Fett, Luke Skywalker is like
Yeah,
the
he's
same
like,
actor, but he's the age.
he's literally VFX.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Also,
Yeah.
okay. Also, last week, there's this thing called CinemaCon. For people who don't know, CinemaCon is a convention that's exclusively in Las Vegas that happens for a week, and it's mostly secretive, so there's like no public things. Like, yeah. You actually have to show up there, but people will leak it either way. Pretty much, all like movie production studios will go there and announce upcoming projects that's coming to theaters. Some things that did happen before was that Illumination delayed the Super Mario movie from December 2022 to April 7, 2023. But so that, but
Wait, for
Sony,
what movie?
Super Mario.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they delayed it to next year, possibly because, like, animation budget issues, you know. Same thing with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, they delayed that to next year as
But
well.
they,
Wait,
I think
wait, wait.
they
I'm
said
gonna
that
check
it's gonna
out.
be. I heard they said that it's gonna be like the best animation movie.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse?
No, the Mario movie is like the
Oh.
best
Do you not
movie
know how
animation.
animation
I'm
could
only
take a
just now
while?
finding out. This is they're being made by Illumination.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
But the
think
thing
so.
Same
is,
people who made the
but
Super
okay,
Mario.
the thing is, if I say, Sakura, oh shit, well, fuck, how do you say his name? Is Satoru Iwata?
Sakura?
Wait, no, Masahiro, Mas, no, that's not the, fuck. Okay, the creator of Super Mario, okay, like the original creator,
Miyamoto?
yeah, Miyamoto, he's working on it with the like with the staff members, like it's like his idea,
Oh,
so
okay.
that's why some people said there could be a chance it could be good, but. And there's been some
I don't think
leaks,
that'll save it,
but who
but I
knows?
don't know.
I mean,
Then again, you got the casting
oh wait, never
for
mind.
something
Sonic
like
is not. I mean, that's live action, not animated.
But yeah, some things that kind of got weird during CinemaCon was that Sony announcing El Muerto movie, a Spider-Man
Oh yeah,
spin-off based
bro.
on.
Eduardo, what?
El Muerto. So apparently, okay. So I'm like an expert on Spider-Man, yet I never heard of El Muerto.
Because he only showed up twice.
Walter's basically like a wrestler.
He's a
Yeah,
wrestler
but
with
he only.
superpowers, I guess, I think. Or super
The
strength.
thing is, he only appeared in two issues.
Yeah.
I know.
That's
You
it.
want to get the most irrelevant characters.
And he's being played by Bad Bunny.
Really?
What?
I'm not
Bad
joking.
Bunny?
Bad Bunny's not a good actor. He never acted in his life. He's going to be in a Marvel movie.
He's in the upcoming Bullet Train movie.
Well, Sony movie.
The one with
Let's
Brad Pitt.
not call that Marvel movie.
I mean, they're in the same universe now.
Oh my god.
We
Same
don't know yet
universe
then.
is better, maybe, but I just hope it's not, 'cause like, I mean,
not all of them are in the same universes. There's some that, like, yeah, sure Miles Morales is not in the same universe as
exactly.
Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland.
Quick round.
No, wait. I just realized something. Mm-hmm. What do we fans want Sony to make? Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4 or The Amazing Spider-Man 3, what Sony makes, El Muerto.
I don't think anyone was asking for Miles Morales, but the Miles Morales ended up, or the, not Miles Morales, but it's called the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. But that ended up being like one of the, like, one of the really best good
movies ever. Uh-huh.
One of the best Spider-Man movies. So, I mean, they have potential. It's just that, I mean, they're really unpredictable with how they made the Emoji Movie and, like...
Yeah. No, but the thing is, Miles Morales already had, like, story. Like, he has stories in the comics and some video games.
We should have just followed.
The thing is, with El Muerto, he just appeared in two comic issues. That's it.
Why couldn't they just done a Spider-Man 2099 or the Scarlet Spider movie instead?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because that would be more interesting, whatever.
Or an ancient Venom or something.
Well, I think
they're trying to get villains for Andrew Garfield.
Update. Andrew Garfield.
Speaking of that.
Okay, Andrew Garfield. Okay, there is rumors. It has been confirmed. Andrew Garfield was supposed to be the Spider-Man for like that universe, like with Venom and all that stuff. Andrew read the script for Morbius, said nope, and he left. That's pretty much what happened.
Oh.
He does not want to be a part of this Sony bullcrap universe with the villains.
Again, because, like, they did him wrong during the Amazing Spider-Man. Like, not gonna lie, I do like the Amazing Spider-Man movies, but, like, they were, like, kind of
Kevin Feige is just a better leader, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. And Sam Raimi said that.
And another thing, Andrew Garfield said he will only become Spider-Man again if Kevin Feige is part of it.
Yeah.
So,
if Kevin Feige is part of it.
So pretty much, he trusts one person to the other. Quick round, they also announced Venom 3, the sequel, a sequel for Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Wait, they announced Venom 3?
Yeah, in the place.
Is there a trailer? Or
No, they just announced. They haven't.
But okay, so I heard a rumor that apparently Venom 3 is also going to have to do with the multiverse. Apparently.
That'd be very interesting, because I like Venom as, like, in the first one he was really good, and the second one, meh. But I really think that if they just maybe kind of follow the script of the first one, and then based off it off his character off of that, I think they can make a good third movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
End that off, and then he gets killed by Spider-Man or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to do a quick round through all of these, because there's like a lot. So I'm gonna just hurry some things up. The Nun 2 was announced.
Nun?
Yeah.
Is this the horror movie?
Yeah, the Nun.
Yeah.
They talked about Black Panther Wakanda Forever. They talked about the Chip and Dale upcoming movie.
Well, I'm excited for that one, actually. The Wakanda Forever is like really going to be good.
Yeah. Avatar 2 has finally got a name called Avatar The Way of Water, and they got a exclusive trailer over at CinemaCon. But another fun fact, people who are going to be watching Doctor Strange, like during like the for like 1 week, the first week, like we are, all four of us are, pretty much we get to see it exclusively in theaters before they release it to the public on YouTube. The video game Poppy Playtime is getting a movie.
Why?
Wow.
I'm not.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, it hasn't even been out for a year.
The game is not even fully finished. It's still going, so.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Okay, Hollywood's just making like some weird decisions.
Yeah. Shazam has.
There's no way some official at like a animated company has actually approved that.
Yeah. I don't know. Shazam's 2.
You never know.
Yeah. Shazam's 2's release date has changed from December 21st, 2022. They talked about Halloween Ends a bit. There's an upcoming Blumhouse Killer Doll movie called Megan.
What's that about?
Some sort of. From what I remember, it was like a girl. Pretty much, the doll likes this one person and will protect it at all costs and pretty much fuck and kill anyone.
Oh, no. That's just
This is a scary movie.
It's Blumhouse. Protect it's a scary movie.
You said protect that person and
Yeah.
Fuck them up, as in they're gonna kill them.
If someone bullies him,
that was kind of.
But from what I heard, like the character, the doll is creepy. Like the doll actually crawls around and all that stuff. So.
Oh, wow.
They also announced a rom-com movie called Bros. They also revealed the upcoming Quiet Place prequel called Quiet Place Day One. Mission Impossible 7 was announced.
Wait, Day One for Quiet Place? I thought they already showed it.
Day One. It's a prequel. You follow a different
family. Origins.
You follow a different family. You don't follow the same one for this one.
Oh, for real?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so kind of like their own perspective kind of thing. Mission Impossible 7.
And I guess it's going to show, like, all the origins of how the creatures, like...
I bet John Krasinski is kind of shaking right now. I know he doesn't want to make any more sequels to the
They also Quiet announced Place. A Quiet Place 3. Like,
yeah.
There's also that.
Yeah.
Wait,
wow. He announced 3 and a prequel?
Yeah.
He was so hesitant to release the second one.
But no one knows if John Krasinski is going to direct for the prequel and the third one. That's the thing. No one knows.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, let's get the big one out of the way, which I will show. They announced the Barbie movie, and they actually... Starring Margot Robbie.
Wow.
And this actually is a set photo, which I'm going to share to y'all.
Oh, she's such a good actor. Why would they put her as a Barbie? Maybe because of the...
What the hell? This can't be real.
That's supposed to be Barbie.
I'm a Barbie girl. Emo Barbie world.
Some people who are part of this movie. You have Margot Robbie. You have Ryan Gosling. You have Will Ferrell. No. You have Simu Liu. That one female.
Did you try to make it as a blockbuster?
I don't know. The director is the director was known for making Oscar movies. I forgot her name.
like Don't Look Up and all those movies like that.
No, she's a female. I think she was mostly known for what was that one movie that Timothy Clementi was with? It was some sort of film. I forgot what it was called. Who's the director?
Dune?
Hold on, let me search it up.
No, but I like how they're making a whole Barbie movie and they're even bringing the guy from Shang-Chi.
you want me to say the rest of the people that's in the cast and shit? Of course, some people, like I said, Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, Will Ferrell, Simu Liu, Michael Cera's in there, Kate McKinnon, America Ferrera, and a bunch of others. And the director was known for making Little Woman and Lady Bird. And that's on.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I believe that's everything that happened at CinemaCon during that 1 week.
Well, that was quite the CinemaCon.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all we had for today's podcast. And thank you for listening to us. And you can follow us on our social media. And you can also follow us on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Rude False Antics.
And don't forget to listen on the 8 podcast on both Apple Podcasts and on Spotify.
Exactly. Now, see you in the next one. Bam, 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 bam. Ooka, booka.
Don't ever say that again.
Don't ever do that again. Never.